Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Eliza with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Nong Pine Koala Sanctuary has stopped allowing visitors to hold their koalas, offering instead more time in the enclosures to build a connection with the animals and learn more about them. The sanctuary is responding to a shift among local and international visitors to experience Australian wildlife in a more natural environment. There has been conflicting research with World Animal Protection saying the experience was stressful for the koalas, and Griffith University saying koala stress level increased when there were no visitors to hold them.
In national news, the ACCC has given interim approval for Armaguard's $50 million deal to distribute cash across the country. Australia's big four banks, ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, NAB and Westpac, are teaming up with Wesfarmers, Coles, Woolworths and Australia Post to help with the cash in transit business. The deal is finalised on 24 June and is in place for 12 months. Acting ACCC Chair Mick Keogh said the financial assistance would increase the likelihood of a more sustainable supply of wholesale cash distribution services.
In another national news, the government plans to expand the marine park that includes the Heard and Donald Islands by 300,000 square kilometres. After the expansion, the sanctuary zone that is not open to the public will increase from 17% to 90% of the water surrounding the islands. The marine park protects animals including penguins, seals, whales and albatross, and provides important breeding and feeding grounds for sea life and bird life.
In international news, World Aquatics Executive Director has been subpoenaed to testify in a US federal investigation into the doping cases of 23 Chinese swimmers. The swimmers failed doping tests in 2021, however were permitted to continue competing and won 3 gold medals for China at the Tokyo Olympics. The World Anti-Doping Agency declined to challenge Chinese authorities' explanation of food contamination in a hotel. This development has come just 3 weeks before the Paris Olympic Games, in which 11 of the swimmers are expected to compete.
In another international news, there are increasing violent or verbal attacks targeting multiple campaigners ahead of Sunday's final round of parliamentary elections in France. 4 youths were arrested for punching and injuring one of the activists with a scooter during an election campaign in southwest Paris. The far-right National Rally leader Jordan Bardella says he will combat record insecurity and repeat offending as Prime Minister, while the current PM, Gabriel Attal, condemns attacks of intolerable cowardice.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We will be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Captain's Log. After discovering www.as.